With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in Scotland preparing to meet with various leaders. He'll hold talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen early Sunday morning. President Trump says he has found a way to achieve his goal of removing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The president has indicated that Powell's handling of an extensive renovation project on two Fed buildings in Washington could be grounds to let him go. A leading conservative political commentator says the president is waging an historic counter-revolution.
He's doing all of that. And no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. Nobody, the military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
Victor Davis Hanson says the president is succeeding in part by taking away the Democrats' tactic of dividing the nation by race.
He's taken race and tribe and replaced it with class interests. So the Republican Party now is saying to the Hispanic truck driver, the black truck driver, the white truck driver, you all have more in common than you do with your self-appointed leaders on TV or media or The View or in politics.
Hanson spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Continuous glucose monitors that track the rise and fall of sugar in a person's blood growing in popularity. Devices have been life-saving for people with diabetes, but now more people without the disease are also using them. Intel Corporation shedding thousands of workers and cutting expenses as the new CEO works to revive the chipmaker's fortunes. Intel plans to end the year with 75,000 workers. This is SRN News. Can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. However, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Texas, the attorney general has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division in San Antonio, one placing first in several events. The suit alleges the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers face an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. The attorney general, Ken Paxton, issued that statement, saying the Masters deprive female participants of competing. This is SRN News. Young medics in England have walked off the job in a major pay dispute. We hear more on this story now from international correspondent Charles de la Desma in London.
Thousands of doctors in England's state-funded health system walked off the job on Friday in a five-day strike over pay that the government says will disrupt care for patients across the country. Resident doctors, those early in their careers who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care, took to the picket lines outside hospitals after talks with the government broke down. The doctors are seeking a pay rise to make up for what their union, the British Medical Association, says is a 20% real terms pay cut since 2008. The National Health Service says emergency departments will be open and hospitals and clinics would try to carry out as many scheduled appointments as possible. Charles de la Desma, London.
And more details at srnnews.com.